This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Want to welcome you to another hour of sanity right here with The Real Side. And I think it's an hour of sanity. If you don't, just let me know. Not that I'll change anything, but I want to know anyhow. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. And texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I got some crazy stories I want to get through, and I do want to get to Dale Bellis, who joins me from time to time to talk about, you know, health care. We get conditioned to do things a certain way. And since we were kids, we've been conditioned to, you know, you cut the check every month for your health, you choose your options that you want for health insurance, and then you go ahead and you kind of check the insurance company and you pay them every month, and then you go have a procedure done, and then you have to fight with them about, you know, what they're going to pay for. It's just crazy. But Liberty HealthShare has a different way of looking at things, different way of doing stuff. And I think it's a good thing. I think it's a, you know, it's a big deal, but it's a different way of doing this, and there's no reason why you can't check it out. Give it if you hop online. LibertyHealthShare.com, LibertyHealthShare.com. For those of you who can't listen that fast, LibertyHealthShare.com. It's really that simple. Check it out. Do some reading. You got to do some reading. You know, this is kind of, you know, it's how to get health care for your family. They can't call it health insurance because it's really not insurance as you know it. Anyway, I love these. You don't mean crazy stories. I thrive. Sure. On stupid stories. And some people thrive on beating me up about the stupid stories, but I really don't care. But a black congresswoman called a white congressperson racist. And, you know, it's easy. It'd be easy to understand and accept if it actually made sense. But it doesn't. A Wisconsin U.S. Congresswoman criticized a fellow congressman from her state after he called on African-American legislators to do more to protect minority women and babies from abortion. Minority women and babies from abortion. U.S. Representative Gwen Moore, an African-American from Wisconsin, verbally attacked her colleague, U.S. Representative Sean Duffy, in a statement calling him a hypocrite, saying that she did not expect him to understand why his comments were offensive. After nearly 30 years in public office, not much surprises me anymore, Moore said. You can imagine my lack of astonishment when my dear friend and colleague from Wisconsin, dear friend, what a good way to say it, Sean Duffy rolled out abortion statistics among African-American women to lecture black legislators like me about defending the welfare of our constituents. Right? Now, sometimes, when I say you people, I'm not talking about black females. I'm talking about legislators. You people don't pay attention to your constituents. You people don't look at any of the numbers going around you. You just look at the checks flying across your campaign desk. Duffy told a news site that he never meant to attack Moore or anyone else. He said he used the statistics to defend the lives of the unborn babies. Gee, that's terrible. In this case, unborn black babies. The number is astonishing as to how many black kids are aborted every year. You know, we care so much about the black community. I know this is going to go over like a lead balloon. But we care so much about the black community that when it comes to education in black communities, terrible. It's terrible. They get the short end of the stick on a regular basis. I'm telling you, it's such an irritant to hear these people say that they care about the lower socioeconomic rung of humanity, and they don't. They talk about raising teachers' wages, that way you get better educations for the kids. No, it doesn't always work that way. And not that I don't even know how you deal with this one. But when it comes to education, why the inner city kids do so much worse, and they get more money than the kids coming out of the suburbs. Why is that? I'm talking about all colors, all races. I'm going to stop using the word races. I don't find that at all. It's the human race. If I got to go gender neutral, then we need to go race neutral. What do you think of that? I know. Throw something at me later. It's worth noting that Representative Moore did not refute the statistics. So the black female legislator didn't say the statistics were wrong. Didn't say they didn't hold any water. She said the more African-American abortions than live births in New York City. You can't refute those. And again, this is real. Pick up the show, I think it was Thursday night last week. We talked about abortion, Margaret Sanger, and really what it means. Was she really supporting women? The short answer is no. Duffy said he wants to work with Moore and other legislators to offer hope and non-violent solutions to black families who face difficult or unplanned pregnancies. Duffy asked members of Congress's Black Caucus why they aren't being more vocal. I wouldn't blame them. Why aren't you being more vocal about this? If the Asian community was being assaulted in some way, shape, manner, or form, I would expect Asian legislators to open their mouths and say something. The same thing, which I'm always astonished at. The same thing with the Jewish community and the Jewish legislators. Open your mouth, say something. Now, yes, you're there for all people. I got it. But most of you come out of communities where your group, your people, your community voted you in to protect them because they felt like they had no voice. Give them a voice and stop screwing around. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's D-E-M-O to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. God, I love that opening. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thank you so much for being with us. I do appreciate you being with us so much and the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Okay. You're not going to believe this one. The Springfield City Council has decided to override the mayor's veto of their... Now, see, I wouldn't even have thought this would be an issue. Of them welcoming immigrants ordinance. Right? So, The city councilors in Springfield, Massachusetts will attempt Monday to override a veto of an ordinance that prevents city officials from inquiring about a person's immigration status. Right? So, I love this. Mayor Dominic Sarno said the Welcoming Community Trust ordinance would create a financial and legal troubles by making Springfield a so-called sanctuary city for undocumented immigrants. You mean illegal aliens. Hey, just use the legal term. They want to shut you off for doing it, so be it. We have honestly started putting ourselves on the side of fact and not fiction, said Gomez. Gomez, check out the name, Gomez. The city council passed the ordinance by a 10-3 vote last month. It will take two-thirds of the nine votes of the 13-member council to override the mayor's veto. Well, yeah, they seem to have it. But this goes back to, at what point in time do you say, okay, this is craziness, knock it off, stop. You know, when does the will of the people actually happen? Just curious. All right, let me finish up I saw that, and it just like, you might as well turn the screws in my head. This is a story I was doing earlier about the black congresswoman calling the white congressman racist because he's upset about the amount of black babies aborted. Come on, think about it. They have the highest rate in cities like New York and others, and it's a ridiculously high rate, like 8-1. Don't take that as gospel truth. The last time I looked, it was up there. And when you think about that, more black babies are being aborted than born. That's sick in and of itself. You know, and if Planned Parenthood doesn't have a plan, I think that's what they call it, Planned Parenthood, if they don't have a plan, I mean, technically what they do is because of unplanned parenthood, isn't it? But if they actually have a plan, it shows. Go look at where they open the clinics, the abortion mills. Right? I mean, seriously, they opened them more so in the lower socioeconomic areas of town because they know they can get your welfare money. They know that they'll have business there, if you would. And they go put plans together to reach out to schools in other places to make sure that people know they're there, know they exist, and know they can be used. Now, Senator Duffy rolled out abortion statistics among African-American women. Now, the black caucus said it was to lecture them. He said no. It was simply to ask a question. If I saw these numbers in Italian communities, and not that I don't care about everybody, pick up the last segment if you want to know, I'd be opening my mouth and saying something. What is going on? What is wrong with our Italian families? Why are they letting this happen? Duffy told the news site that he never meant to attack Moore or anyone else. He said he used statistics simply to defend the lives of the unborn babies. That's right, they're called unborn babies. And their mothers. And if you don't think that that's a true statement, go check out Gosnell the movie. It's worth it. It's worth noting that Representative Moore did not refute the harrowing statistics, more African-American abortions than live births in New York City, because they are irrefutable. Duffy said he wants to work with Moore and other legislators to offer hope and nonviolent solutions, which I thought, great idea, right? I don't know, the only thing I can think of as far as a violent solution is abortion. That is a violent solution. Look, some of you who think you've got it going on, you think you know what it's all about, let's see if you have the guts to look at the truth. Because I'm hearing more and more from the left that emotion matters more than fact. If that's the case, they are all doomed. Because emotion what gets you in trouble. Emotion is what makes you make the wrong decision. My emotion tells me I would love to have a Bentley. The fact is, there isn't the money in the checkbook to get one. The original remark that angered Moore came Thursday on the House floor when Duffy asked members of Congressional Black Caucus why they weren't doing more about this. Right, he says, my liberal friends, Congressional Black Caucus members, they talk about fighting for the defenseless, the hopeless, the downtrodden. Duffy went on to say, but there's no one more hopeless, right, or voiceless than an unborn baby. And their silence of the Black Caucus is deafening. You see, they're not saying anything. They're not helping at all. Who are they standing up for? I'd ask all the same questions. It makes sense to me. Duffy cited that the fact that African Americans are 15% of the U.S. population but have 40% of the abortions. Now, here's what's really funny. In the black community and others, the Democrats, they scream about the disproportionate amount of blacks in jails. They're using, well, if we have, if a community is, you know, 10% black and 10% Asian and 80% white, then the jail should be 80% white, 10% blacks, and 10% Asian. But they're not. And that line, you know, it presupposes that crime is going to be committed at the same level of the amount of people who live there. Percentage-wise. It's not true. Doesn't work that way. Moore responded by calling on Duffy to support the abortion giant Planned Parenthood, which she described as an organization committed to ensuring all communities, especially those most in need, have access to high-quality abortion care. No, she said high-quality care. See, this is, I don't know how to way to put it. This is like the spin. She wants Duffy to support Planned Parenthood because it's an organization committed to ensuring all communities, especially those most in need. What? Mostly where unprotected sex runs rampant? I mean, what? What is she specifically talking about? Because in the areas they put them, most of what they do is abortions. This is not health care. This is not reproductive health. This is nuts. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Dale Bellis from Liberty HealthShare joins me after the break. Don't go far. There's a lot more to talk about.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Another Democrat eyeing the White House in 2020, California Senator Kamala Harris, who's 54, telling ABC's Good Morning America, "I'm running for President of the United States, and I'm very excited about it." Harris, who is black, announcing on Martin Luther King Day. President Trump and Vice President Pence pay their respects and visit the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C., the president laying a wreath in front of the monument. President Trump remains in Washington as the partial government shutdown starts week 5. In Atlanta,
I remember when he did get assassinated, I was 12 years old.
Patrick Price, who lives in Atlanta, will never forget the moment in time when Martin Luther King Jr. assassinated.
It was a sad day.
Every year to honor King, he goes to the service at Ebenezer Baptist Church, not far from where King and his wife buried.
And everybody should be proud of the things that he did. He's a great man, great leader.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5... I love Charlie Daniels. I don't care who you are. If you don't love Charlie Daniels, then turn the show. You know what I mean? Don't listen to this one. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's always like to tell you, there are many, many, many ways that you can take care of your family and make sure they get the health care that they need. All right, you know, I always love these sessions of sanity I have with Dale Bell, a spokesman for Liberty HealthShare. And, you know, buying HealthShare insurance, or healthcare, not HealthShare, believe me, with an insurance company, there ain't no sharing going on. So getting yourself some healthcare insurance is not the only option. I know a lot of you are old-fashioned like I am. There's only one way to do things. There isn't. There's a multiple way of doing things. And frankly, until you've looked into health sharing or the health share program, you really haven't done your homework. You haven't done everything you need to do to make sure that you're taking care of yourself and your family properly. And so, Dale Bellis, always a lot of fun when I have you with me.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Joe, and thanks for the invitation. And I just have to say, we've been schooled, informed for almost decades that the only way to pay for healthcare costs is through health insurance. And we're just here to say there is another way. There is an alternative. It's cost efficient. It's cost effective. It's called healthcare sharing. And Liberty Health Share just simply functions every month in a nationwide community where we pay each other's bills. And then should I have a bill, that same group is there to pay my costs. And it's far less costly and expensive because it's our money at stake.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. You don't have to. I always get a kick out of it. I go, look at the great brainwashing job they've done to some of us, I'll say older folks, because you look at the changes in how things are done today. You're ordering your groceries. I mean, my God, you're ordering your groceries online. Somebody can deliver them right to your door. You can hop online and get your insurance all taken care of online, never talk to a human being. I mean, all the things that have changed tremendously over the last 5, 6, 7 years. I'd say 10 years, but, you know, it's a whole different planet 10 years ago. And yet when it comes to insurance, when it comes to health care, we're still wanting the money taken out of our paycheck. We're still going to write the check and send to the insurance company. Then we're going to beg them to pay the bill. And then we're going to call them. I mean, we just seem to think we've been so conditioned. How's that? Brainwashed sounds bad. We've been so conditioned that we think that's the only option. But, man, explain, give us the 80,000-foot overview. As to what is health sharing all about?
Well, it's really building upon an ancient, I would say, tradition. It's a principle that's been utilized for generations, where people come together on a mutual basis, similar faith, similar moral viewpoints, like-mindedness, that says, look, if you have a medical bill, we'll all join around with you, help pay that bill, support you, both financially, emotionally, spiritually, help pay that bill. It would be similar, Joe, that if you and I showed up at a local community center or a local church of like-minded people saying, hey, we'll make a commitment to help pay each other's bills. So you go to your local church group, raise your hand and say, I've got a broken arm, here's my bill. And everyone chips in to pay that bill. It's that principle. Voluntary, cooperative, we throw in systems and technology and methodology and make it regular and systematic, but that's precisely building on that principle. That's what healthcare sharing is.
Well, you know, you've got to be petrified right now because, you know, the government's been shut down, which means that you're not receiving your subsidized checks there over at, Liberty Health.
Oh, man, I've been scrambling, looking in the mailbox every day. What's going on?
People don't realize.
Gratefully.
Go ahead. No, tell them.
Well, I was just going to say, gratefully, what we do without the aid of an insurance company or the government.
That's
just
nice.
A regular, systematic way to meet healthcare costs in that like-minded community where my money every month, Joe, goes to another person. Now, we use online technology. In fact, we have an entire member portal online. Everybody logs in every month, and we watch our money flow to the other person we've been linked to or assigned to. And we literally get to see our money every month, know where it's going, and we can message one another with cheer, with encouragement, with prayer, whatever the case may be. And we're paying each other's bills to the extent of $37 million every month without government assistance.
Wow. I mean, and, you know, it would cost the government $37 million to administer $37 million. It just, you know, seriously, if you think about it. But here's what I love about this, though, that people don't really get. You talk about prayer, encouragement, messages to each other. And, you know, I mean, it means so much. I've heard people that have had some real serious illnesses. A friend of mine even recently said it was the few messages that he was getting via text. Hey, you know, praying for you, believing for your quick healing and that kind of stuff, that he said, I got to tell you, Joe, it made me feel so much better, and I believe it's what's helping me heal faster. People don't realize the power of that, right?
Well, we're beyond just simply physical creatures. Our focus is, of course, on paying the bill. But beyond that, emotionally and spiritually, we are creatures that have a broad range of needs, and so we stand with each other sometimes through the biggest crises of our lives. Now, it can be a small case where I go to the doctor and, you know, have a skin tag removed, or it could be a major cancer case.
Right.
And so we participate with each other on every degree aspect across that range and support one another during those times of expense. And it makes me pause, Joe, if I can take a moment. And I think about a young family out in Phoenix, Arizona, whose daughter at age 14 had a brain aneurysm.
Oof.
I mean, can you imagine that? Your 14-year-old suddenly collapses in the kitchen and you rush her to the hospital. She's in intensive care. She just had a brain aneurysm. She was in intensive care for well over a month, hundreds of thousands of dollars of medical expense. And that dear family was just paralyzed with anxiety, with fear, with worry about their child in intensive care. And Liberty HealthShare rose to that occasion as a membership. It was over $600,000 that was being billed by the hospital for their care for this child. In fact, I got to tell you this, the hospital administrator came to her room, talked to the parents, and said, wait a minute, you're enrolled with Liberty HealthShare. We're not even sure what this is. How are you going to pay this bill? And they said, just stand by. You'll see it happen. And sure enough, not only did we pay the bill, we reduced it in half, and the membership rallied to their aid.
Wow.
Messages of support and encouragement, care, connection. And they expressed to us that beyond paying the bill, that was the most meaningful aspect of their participation with Liberty HealthShare. They'd never encountered such a crisis.
Wow.
And that emotional care and support went beyond words.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing about your generosity, quickly, before we run out of time here, is the we could give extra money if we want to, right? Being part of the family, being part of the membership. If I decide, hey, I've been pretty healthy for a year, I want to throw a few extra bucks at Mary and John, right?
Joe, you have a namesake. I've got to tell you this. A member from the state of Illinois, also named Joe, called us up and said, I have saved so much money in my participation with Liberty HealthShare, I want to double my share amount.
Wow.
Instead of sending $299 as a single every month, I want to double that. How do I do it? We told him where to go on the website, click the donate now. Just simply put that amount in on a recurring basis over the course of the year. He's donating an additional $299 every month because he just loves it so.
Wow. Well, listen, we're gonna go when we come back. I want to talk about the recent court rulings, or I shouldn't even say court rulings. I don't know if these guys are really ruling from a legal standpoint. But anyway, they're called judges on the contraceptive ruling for healthcare. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Let's talk about it.
People, don't go far. You're going to miss something. Don't even heat up your coffee. Cool coffee's good. We'll be back in a minute.
You know, you got to go to Liberty HealthShare, libertyhealthshare.com, libertyhealthshare.com. Check it out, right? Let's make sure that you understand what it is. You know what it's all. You have to. Because you can't say yay or nay, and you can't even make fun of it until you have some actual information, right? Because I know you guys are smarter than that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Bill's going to finish up on the other side of the break.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back.
Baby, baby.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563, but I'll be hearing none of it because we're going to bring Gail Bellis on with us, Liberty Health Share. You need to learn about why it is that you need Liberty Health Share and not regular insurance. Seriously, big difference. All right, we're back, and I always have a lot of fun. And you get informed, I believe, you know, because I don't bring you blah, blah stuff. What I bring you, you can use, you can work with, it'll help you. In this case, I'm telling you it's going to help you get better because the more reading I do, you know, I don't think I've ever talked to Dale Bellis about this before, but, you know, some of the articles that I read talk about, even people of faith, people who pray, people who know that there are other people praying for them, my understanding, they heal faster. I'm in the back of my head, being a Christian, I understood that prayer does work, God does answer prayer, but I never realized or pulled it together to the point where people who pray, people who have a faith, people who have a belief that after the operation, that there's a higher power taking care of them, they come out of these things faster. Dale Bellis is with me, spokesman for Liberty Health here. Dale, how are you doing?
You're precisely correct, Joe. Studies demonstrated multiple times that sort of prayer support has practical consequence, that people do, in fact, heal better, have fewer days in the hospital, and have a much more productive and beneficial life with that kind of prayer engagement. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it in, you know, when you have children, and I'll put it that way. I'll tell you something. I always say to people, you really don't understand that heart tug until you have children and they're going in to have things done and you're praying and you're believing that God's going to guide the doctor's hands or what have you. It has a whole, I'm sorry, but I believe this, it has a whole different mindset. And even for yourself, when you go in to have little procedures done and you're believing that God is guiding the doctor's hands and helping the nurses, it's just a different atmosphere altogether.
It accomplishes that and more. You're exactly right.
And just a little quick note, too. I think I was telling you during the break that a friend of ours, not of the shows, but a personal friend of ours, called and said, hey, you know, I can't believe this. I'm retiring. I've got 2 months or a month of hang time here. And I'm going to get a hold of Cobra, which is, you know, the alternate plug-in, I guess you could call it, health insurance for the month or 2 or 3 months that you usually have a lapse. And they said it was $1,500. And I'm thinking to myself, no, you need Liberty Health Share because $1,500, there's nothing. I would hang tight and just pay whatever comes up for 3, 6, 8 months, however long you needed, something like that. I thought that was really interesting that the government thought that they were helping you out. So proves even more that you need to stay away from government help because it really doesn't.
It just indicates that we are in a cost crisis in America regarding health care.
Yeah.
And that cost correlates directly with the sense of ownership, engagement, participation with the expense of health care, and the fact that our third-party pay system isolates the patient from the true costs. They don't even know what the expense is. They're not asked to even engage, and it's not their money. So why should they care? And that's what is the fatal flaw for rising costs in America, Joe. If we're sending our money away to an insurance company, or it's provided by an employer, or the government's paying for it, it's not my money. Somebody else is paying for my costs. Why should I even care what the expense is? That's the flaw.
You know, Dale, what's really funny about this is think about every other aspect of your life, whether it's your car, your home loan, being charged for services at home, your attorney. You negotiate with every one of these people. You ask questions on the services that you're getting. You go into the doctor, and the doctor says, take these 5 different kinds of pills. I want you to do this. I want you to do that. We're going to cut you open next Tuesday at 5. And you go, okay. I mean, there's no conversation around what you're getting. People need to start looking at them taking care of themselves or their health care. They need to start looking at it like, I have control. I want control. I want to know what you're doing and why. And Liberty Health Share gives you these opportunities, doesn't it?
We've got to change a system where the individual patient, the consumer, the patient in the doctor's office has no connection to those costs and the expense of health care. And health care sharing allows that to occur, where it's our money at stake. It's my pockets and the pockets of my fellow members, and it changes the attitude. Now, Joe, I know you're a generous fellow. If you said to me, Dale, I'm going to buy you a car, just go pick one out, I would probably go select a Lamborghini because
oh yeah,
I'm not because you're a generous guy. But that's what happens, is if I have no impact on my day-to-day life, my pocketbook, my expense, just so as long as I pay my co-pays and deductibles, now it's the insurance company's money, I'm not related to that expense. We've got to change that in America.
Yeah, again, I just, and you've actually brought this to my attention. I just kind of let it fester for years going, you know, he's absolutely right. It's probably the only, you know, personal service, if you would, that we don't negotiate. We don't talk about. We don't, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's always been amazing to me, anyhow.
No other area of our financial lives do we treat this way.
Yeah, no, none. All right, so we have some judges. I think I'd rather call them rulers because judges have a whole different connotation to it. Pushing back on the contraceptive mandate on the Unaffordable Health Care Act. And that's still, I don't know if people I talk to sometimes think that the whole ACA has been repealed, and it has not been repealed, people. Bits and pieces of it have. Bits and pieces of it are not funded, but it hasn't been repealed. And this contraceptive thing is quite scary. Why don't you let my people know about it?
Yeah, two federal judges this week, Sunday, a federal judge in California issued an injunction against the new rule provided by the Trump administration to give employers the exercise of conscience regarding contraceptives and abortive fashions. It really was a consequence of the Supreme Court ruling on Hobby Lobby. The Hobby Lobby decision was limited to closely held corporations, defined typically as those with fewer than 10 stockholders that own a company. And Hobby Lobby was a closely held corporation. Five members of the family held the stock. And that's typically the case with S Corps and others. And so it was a very narrow decision. The Trump administration logically said, oh, the Supreme Court just ruled that a company has the right to exercise their religious conscience. We'll extend that to employers everywhere. Those who oppose that particular approach and religious freedom and exercise of conscience filed a federal suit. An injunction was issued Sunday against 13 states. A federal judge in Pennsylvania issued it nationwide, and it is probably one of the most virulent attacks against religious conscience and religious freedom that I know of. And Joe, we have to understand this threat to the freedoms of America. Our founders understood religious freedom to be the most basic and fundamental of all of our freedoms. Everything else stands or falls on religious freedom. And this is an assault, an attack. We must push back. I believe we will succeed at the Supreme Court level, but that's where it's going to go. And we have a contingent in America that believes it's unconstitutional for you or I or anyone else to exercise our religious freedom. And gratefully, we still have the Constitution.
The attack on religious freedom in this country, you would have hoped that they backed down just a tad because the president was going to let them get away with it, and it hasn't. It has actually heated up. I do stories about this every night, and I won't say it's heartbreaking, but it's amazing that it is truly not a live and let live. It is truly you're going to do it my way or else. Hey, we're about out of time. Well, you go comment on that and then tell people how to get a hold of Liberty Health Share.
This is one of the impulses that drove me to launch Liberty Health Share.
Wow.
Because with the passage of the Affordable Care Act, I saw that kind of intrusion into the individual lives of individuals and said, there's got to be a way for us to meet health care costs without this kind of government involvement, intrusion, and requirement, and launch Liberty Health Share so that we are a safe harbor for anyone who comes and joins us. Our dollars will not be used in ways that violate our conscience.
Amen. Good. I know it's not a religious show, but amen. All right, how do people get a hold of Liberty Health Share? How do they join up and become a member?
LibertyHealthShare.org. 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 Just go to the website. Ask for a free information packet that's there on our homepage, Joe. It's called our decision guide. It gets delivered electronically to your email. Chock full of explanation about Liberty Health Share. Call the toll-free number, 855-58, and then spell out the word Liberty, 855-58-Liberty. Talk to one of our advisors. Get all your questions answered. Or peruse the pages of the website. LibertyHealthShare.org is the place to go.
Perfect. All right. Well, it's always good to have Dale on with us. You got to check it out, LibertyHealthShare.org. I'm telling you, it's a different way of looking at it. It's a different way of taking care of yourself. It's a better way for taking care of yourself and your family. Hey, I'm Joe Messina. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate your time with me. God bless and have a great rest of the day.